Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
R&B money. We up. Take Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
What up, it's your boy Tank.
And I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things. R&B. Sometimes we bring some special people in the building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That wanna live the R&B life.
Yeah, who live it?
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
It shades his own.
Yeah, in real life.
On the inside.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The pearls is around his neck.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It don't look expensive, but it's expensive. I know how the man get down.
Very.
No.
Make some noise. Here in the podcast, the R&B Money Podcast, we got my brother Stilo Rim in the building.
Can I copy myself?
Come on, yeah.
It feels right.
You earned that.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you for having me, man.
Come on, man. What's your
hoop game
like right
now? You came to my podcast. I feel like it was only right. This is my brother right here. It was only right that I came here.
What's your hoop game like right now?
Don't do that.
You do the same move.
The same move. And you can never stop it.
You do the same 1-2 cross back.
I might a little step back or something, you know.
To a jumper, to a jumper, to a pass.
My guy wants to get his jumper off.
Huh?
My guy wants to get his jumper off.
No, he's going to get his jumper. He doesn't want to. He's going to shoot it.
Why else would I be here? Why else would I be here?
It's got like a double clutch in it.
It might.
I get it. It depends on the defender.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. It does. Okay. You know?
Right.
When Kyrie was there, I was handing out buckets a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the name you're going to throw?
That's a name drop. It felt real, though. You know, when I was on the court, I was like, I belong out here. For sure.
You were on the floor with Kyrie. We're going to take a drink of that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a sip of that.
I don't know how they allowed that.
And you held
the Valentine's on the juice cleanse, man.
The Valentine's on the juice cleanse.
Yeah.
He's not going with us.
Yeah.
Not being inappropriate to Dirk.
This is expensive for sure. This tastes really good.
So, Stilo, our pod, man, is very informative.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so, we want to get your journey to this place
mm-hmm.
that we call Hollywood.
Yeah.
This entertainment space.
Yeah.
Where you've done very well.
Yeah, you've done really yourself. Well for yourself.
Thanks,
you know,
man.
You know, very well for yourself.
Thank you.
You sent out a picture to the bros of a $7 million house, and you just posed the question: should I get this?
Nah, I did not do
like
that.
Like very leisurely.
That's a
to the
flaw.
Bros. This, I did not
that
do
is
that.
A flaw.
Very leisurely though.
That never happened. Also,
yeah, should that's
I get?
A flaw.
Yeah, okay. Should I get this one? You think this one's good enough? I don't know, Stilo. I don't know.
That's not
is this one gonna do what I think it needs to do?
But then you never came even visited.
Huh?
You never pulled up on me at all. You told me to get the house and it never came over.
You haven't pulled up on me either. But we'll go back to that. You came here when I wasn't here.
Yeah, I know. Because you're the only person that don't invite me.
Question
I
your motive.
I got invited by your wife.
It was my wife's part.
Yeah.
Question your
this
motive.
This is wild.
My motive.
You said he wanted to be in R&B, right?
Man.
Not that kind of R&B. Not that kind of
baby,
R&B.
What is going on in the sheets of my own home?
Not that kind of R&B.
Bro, take us from the beginning,
yeah.
Right? So, is music, is entertainment, all
yep.
of these things part of the family?
Yeah.
Are you first generation? Let's go back to the Shy.
Yeah.
And pick up from the very beginning and get you here sitting in the seat.
Yeah,
the
for sure. I love that. Now I'm first generation for sure. You know, being from Chicago, being from the west side of Chicago, born and raised. My parents will always tell us that just because we were from somewhere didn't mean we have to be of that place. Mm-hmm. So I constantly told myself it was more. It was more out there. So after I got done with high school, I went to Morgan State for my freshman year. You know, shout out to Morgan State. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you going straight to high school.
But, what you mean? Y'all want to know what I did before high school?
No. I was wild. It's a legendary movie.
Oh,
did you just go? No, I'm not going to let you do this.
That's not even. I'm forgetting about this movie. I'm
no,
doing with you.
Because listen, there is a debate.
Yeah.
The debate is probably just me.
Yeah.
But
you amongst yourself.
Yeah. If you a G-baby or not.
Okay, that's only you. He's been the only person who has presented this to me nonstop. And I've told him nonstop, no,
my guy was in Hardball.
I was in Hardball. I was in the movie Hardball when I was 12.
It's a very classic movie, bro. You can't
co-classic.
Just, come on. Right.
Co-classic. Yeah. I was not in there as an actor. If I was, you know, aspiring
so
to
you
be
wasn't G-baby.
An entertainment, not
they
at all.
They didn't shoot you down in the project.
I was ranked in the state for baseball.
Okay.
So they brought me in. My school actually had auditions for the movie.
Okay.
So my principal during the summer called me. I'm thinking I'm in trouble during the summertime. She called me like, yo, you have an audition. I mean, it's an audition up here for a baseball movie.
Yeah.
I know you play baseball. I'm like, I'm going to pull up. I pull up. They love me. Hardball went through. Yeah. And that's how I met Mike and all those dudes. But that was my first glimpse, I guess, of being in entertainment. But
okay.
I never had really wanted to be like in front of the camera or like that wasn't really what I was aspiring to do.
So is that why you didn't talk? In the movie?
No, I didn't talk because I wasn't casted for that. That ain't why I was there. You know what I'm saying?
You had a cold-ass afro, too.
I end up getting paid more than most of the actors, though, because of Illinois state labor laws stated that I was on the main team. So if you worked the same amount of time, you got paid the same amount. And then I didn't have an agent or a manager.
Oh, okay, so it's all
so
to
I
the
actually
pocket.
Was being paid more than the actor. And low-key, they hated it. The kids who had auditioned for the movie had hated it. So, like, it was a weird energy. But me and
niggas
Mike.
In there with full speaking parts.
Full speaking parts, having a line. I'm over here counting money in front of them. Y'all keep that up. No, but that was my first time being a part of the industry, a glimpse of the industry. I thought it was cool and things. You know what I'm saying? I always heard you have a big personality. You should do things. But I never really aspired for that. Speeding back up after high school, went to Morgan mm-hmm. State, was there for a year, was like around music. There was a dude named.
So were you playing baseball there or no?
No baseball.
Okay.
Was trying to play basketball.
Okay.
Wasn't really hooping like that either. Was more focused in music. Was seeing different, there's different things around me. I'm a hustler, a person that just always, my wake up in the morning, ADHD kicks in. I just want to hustle and do things and make things move. So for me, being at school, it was sitting still. And I was like, you know what? I could be helping people do different things. There was Brandon Hines, who was a singer at Howard.
Yeah.
I had
that's
linked
dope.
Up with Troy Taylor. And I had told him, hey, dude, I want to actually A&R. That's my dream.
The GOAT.
I want to be an A&R.
Yeah.
yeah. Troy, you know, Troy wants to take you through TTU.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Through all of this R&B university.
A lot of training.
Yeah, a lot of training. I'm like, nigga, I want to work in business. It's, I'm not trying to say.
There's some serious R&B shit going on.
For
with
sure.
Him, like, yeah. It's not a game.
Not a game.
1,000%. Yeah. Like, no. Like, one of the goes
he takes real, artist development, production, all that very
I would
seriously.
Call him a mentor of mine. Like, one of the dudes I still to this day, I tell Troy, like, as much as we may bump heads as far as business, Troy taught me things I could never learn from anybody else within the industry, so I respect him for sure. And I wanted to really like work in the space, so like for me, I wanted to show I was hungry and show him that. So I remember I didn't have that much money, but I had got these from Hardball, having a little money saved up from Hardball, and I also couldn't touch a certain amount until I was 18. So I had a little money saved up as well for that. Wanted to prove to him that I was a hustler to this. Had printed out all these flyers and different things and had really passed out all these Brandon Hines, MySpace, URL flyers for that on Morgan State's campus, on Towson's campus, on then traveled to, it was going to the different colleges around. Yeah, yeah. And Troy hit me like, yo, I see a spike. And then what are you doing out there? I'm like, oh, I had bought these. He's like, don't spend your own money. But I love the hustle, I love tenacity. And like for me, I was reading the book Make It Happen as well, which was Kevin Lau's book, who had only went to Morgan State for a semester. And I was already up for two semesters. So I was like, nigga, I'm two times out. Kevin
Lau, you didn't stay a little too long.
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, for what I want to do and all the people I was like looking up to, were aspiring to be, like, they were doing music and didn't necessarily have a degree. I'm not saying people shouldn't get a degree, but they didn't necessarily have one. So for me, from Hardball, me and Mike B. Jordan had became best friends. He was moving to LA full time. He was already like in and out of an apartment out here, but he was like, yo, I'm moving full time.
Yeah.
You should just ditch after your freshman year and come out here. I'm like, nigga, say less.
So
he
influenced you to drop out.
He influenced me to drop out for sure.
So this Michael B.
This would be your fault, Mike.
Wow. Yeah, if it didn't work out for sure.
Continue.
Blame Mike.
Continue.
But yeah, influenced me to drop out. I came out here for the first 6 months. Didn't have no plan. Didn't have no money. Ended up having to move back home to Chicago because I could not afford it at all. Yeah. Was just trying to keep up. Was really hustling, couch to couch, all that type of shit. And then went and made a little small plan back home in Chicago for myself so I can get back out here. Got back out here and just hustled. Hustled when I was first.
So how old are you at this point?
When I first moved here, 19. Okay. Then when I like really started to like at least be able to provide for myself out here, maybe 21. Like my first 2 years out here, didn't have a car. Right, was like really like hustling, like just, you know, I would work a room and shit. People thought like I had more going on to me than I really did, but I definitely didn't.
No, but that's the thing too, right? Because we have these conversations about the grind. And about, because everybody thinks like, I'm just gonna move there, it's gonna be cracking.
Yeah.
As soon as I get there, they're gonna see my talent.
Yeah.
And you walk in a room and everybody's talented.
For sure.
And everybody already knows each other.
For sure.
And everybody has their relationships, and you kind of gotta play catch up in that whole process. And people don't understand the moving back home.
Mm-hmm.
Some people never come back.
At all.
Yeah.
Right? It's a different type of humility to sleep on someone's couch.
For sure.
When you're just trying to be in that room and trying to figure it out because you're so focused on your career. And I think that part gets bypassed so much in the conversations that people have about the journey, about what it took to get to these spaces.
If you want to speak about R&B, I was out here fucking Fallage. You know what I'm saying? I was out here fucking.
Oh, yeah. Okay, couch, here now, buddy.
Them couches I was on. I had to fuck to get there.
Yeah, room and board?
Yeah, room and board. Yeah, for sure. That's just facts. For a little while.
Make the money. Don't let the money make you. Okay, let's get into it.
Selling my body. I was out here selling my body.
Let's get into it.
Did the girl ever tell you Uber's waiting?
No, they
let you stay.
They let me stay okay. for sure. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I would put myself on the couch and work my way to the bedroom. I would tell him for us to keep shit smooth, I should sleep on the couch. I was never comfortable on the couch though.
Right. No.
I made my way to the bedroom.
Hell of a game.
Night two.
Hell of a game.
Everything all right in there?
You everything all right?
Did you hear that?
I heard a noise.
They got for earthquakes sure. out here, huh?
Yeah, it's wild, okay.
For sure.
I'm just checking on you. Listen, my move back, which is funny.
Oh man.
My move back was moving to Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
That was my move back. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going home.
Facts.
Not. And this is after a hit record.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? This is after videos with Baby. You know what I'm saying?
And in relation, so people can understand, how far is that from Hollywood?
Rancho Cucamonga in traffic, about an hour and a half.
Do y'all know where Uncle Elroy used to live?
Yeah, Uncle Elroy.
He was the king.
He was the king.
So it was Tank.
Uncle Elroy. Yeah. He was the king before
and
I got there.
Baby Joker in there. For sure.
Yeah, he was the king before I got there. His vibe had kind of dwindled down, and I kind of went in there and took over. But I had to get to an affordable space.
Yeah, for
right.
sure.
Right, right.
Because
right.
my paper had ran out, and
yeah. facts.
I didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so you was in Rancho with no car?
I didn't have a car. That my, you know, my car went bad on me. So I had rented a Lincoln Town Car, and then money was getting real, real low. So it was to the point to where I was putting gas in the tank from changing the ashtray.
Yeah.
While they were looking for their rental car. Hey, man, when you going to bring that back?
Oh, you stole
a rental. Yeah. I'm going to holler at you.
Okay.
How yeah. long did you have it?
Sir, we need that car back.
He thought it was a library book.
Come get it.
As we would call it, where I'm from, how long did you have a dope fiend rental?
Yeah. So,
come find
but you
me.
You was the actual dope fiend.
I was the dope fiend. Come find me if you want your car.
They never did.
Never did. Because I rented it out. I rented it out this way and took it to Rancho Cucamonga.
That's all you got
to
do.
You know what I'm
saying? You really stole a car.
Stole
he
a
didn't
car.
Steal it. I eventually gave it back.
I borrowed it, and then I did an old street deal. With one of Fast Cousins and got me an Escalade EXT.
Okay.
And then yeah. my uncle, who was fresh out of prison, I moved him in, and then he stole my. It's a lot of stuff that goes into that. But all this to say yeah. is the move back is real.
It is real.
When you're it's trying real. To figure it out.
And I've thought about that. You know, when we first moved out here, we were in like Topanga, Winneka area, which was no car out there.
Y'all didn't have a car.
I didn't have a car.
Mike didn't either.
Mike had a car.
No,
Mike had a 3 Series BMW that he brought from Jersey.
I remember picking Mike up. Maybe one. Maybe
Brian
made
you pick him up because he was embarrassed of the car. But he definitely had a car. They had cars at least. Believe me, because I was envious, nigga. I had no car. I was like, these niggas can go places. This is crazy.
I'm just waiting till they get back.
Yeah, no. Then when I came back out here, though, end up putting together a plan. I was working randomly. I have so many random like connections yeah. with my life and degrees or something. I was working randomly with Joe Simpson. Jessica Simpson's dad. Yeah.
Okay.
I was working with them and Ryan Cabrera and the artist I was managing named Chris August at the time and all these different people working at this house and kind of work with them. And that's where I met Drama, who was Rob's cousin. Mm-hmm, and he was trying to do a production company.
For people who don't know who Rob is.
Rob Jerdak. I do a show called Ridiculous.
I was going to say, he was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing.
Different, yeah. No, yeah. Rob's gone.
Okay.
Rob's gone.
That's good.
Yeah, Rob's gone.
Anyway, let's keep going.
But yeah, Rob Jerdak from, you know, the show Ridiculousness and Robin Big.
Come on, man. Don't skip over that.
Fantasy Factory.
Don't skip over that. Yeah.
That man has done great things.
Yeah, he has. He's done amazing things. But yeah, he ended up, I ended up helping Drama put together his publishing and production company. I was in the studio.
Because he was a producer.
He was trying to produce.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah,
was, you
yeah,
know, he had producers. I had found Factory, producers under thing, him yeah. that were going to be under the, so that was like C4 and Bongo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah,
And there was a dude, Cam Wallace. I don't know if you guys remember Cam Wallace, but had these different producers under him and stuff. And Rob had just came to like 2 studio sessions, randomly. And was just like, could he talk to me after the second studio session?
You don't know him at this point.
I don't
though.
Know him from a hole in the wall. I know, of course, we're in his building,
right?
The Fantasy Factory, because the studio
remember
is in the Fantasy Factory.
I
don't know him at all. They knew I knew a lot of people though, already, because one of the things I did take from Troy Taylor was nurturing relationships.
Mm-hmm.
He would always tell me, "You got to fucking nurture relationships." Like,
did you invite me down there to see
1,000%? Yeah. 1,000%.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah, I invited. Like, you know what's funny? I have lived multiple lives that I've invited people and had people who I've had connection with through music who didn't even remember me from music. They remember me as Steelo.
Right.
Steelo Brim from, like me in Dallas. Like me in Dallas, I've known Dallas for years. And when we reconnected, I was at his office one day actually playing him some records from C4 and some other people. And he was like, "Nigga, you know, I've been watching this show. It's this dude who looked just like you on that shit." And I was like, "Oh, word, what show?" And he was like, "It's a new one called Ridiculousness." I said, he was like, "But his name's Steelo, because my name's Sterling."
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Nigga, that is me. What are you talking about?" And he was like, "For nigga, I thought, and y'all sound like," but I didn't know for sure. So it's just always like, you know, interesting to see people like not connected to. But Rob had just pulled me to the side and was like, "Hey, man, you funny as hell. We should do a show together. Just like that. On some Varney Just O'Hill like shit. On some like, yeah, if you was out there, you could be on my show, man. Yeah, and I was like, cool. I didn't believe him.
At this point, does he have Robin Big?
Robin Big is already out. Okay, and we're in Fantasy Factory. We're in Fantasy Factory. So I already know he has another show already out. So I know that he is capable. But I don't know how his setup is. I don't know if he already got a deal for another show. I don't know if he's just going to pitch himself. If he's just believing this is going to happen. And I didn't know him. You know what I'm saying? He could just say this to everybody that walked through. I don't fucking know. But 3 months went by. I told him I wanted to do the show. I was interested. Cool. 3 months went by. Didn't know him. I get a call from a random number. He's like, yeah. That's how he calls everybody. Yeah. He was like, yeah, this is Rob Dyrdek. I think somebody playing on my phone. I'm like, all right, cool. Who is this for real? It says Rob, that show I mentioned to you. So after he said that, I knew it was him. He was like, that show I mentioned to you, we start tomorrow at 10 a.m. Can you be there?
Get the fuck out of here.
Swear. And I was like, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I went. And to the pilot, we shot the pilot. I was horrible. And there was an order of speaking because it was him. And there was drama and there was Chanel and they were already on television. And I'm the only black dude. So I'm like, I'm going to just shut up. I don't know what y'all's setup is here. but I was like letting them talk about the videos and different things. Yeah. I wasn't amazing on the pilot. MTV even told Rob, like, hey, he wasn't that fucking good. Like, this is the dude you brought in.
Right.
And he was like, trust me. I got to like... let him know that this is his show just as much as mine, and we're gonna work this out because he's hilarious. You just don't know. It really vouched for me, which ain't nothing but God, because I didn't know homie at all.
Right.
And
so being black saved you.
Being black saved me. You know what I'm saying? They already had Big Black before. Big Black wasn't around no more. He needed a black dude.
Yeah.
I didn't need that much. Yeah, he didn't need a nigga around. Nah, yeah. But that definitely helped out a lot. And we knocked it out, and now we're over a thousand episodes in.
That's crazy.
Season 29 is being filmed right now.
Over
we're looking to go episodes. For many more thousands. I can say that on the record. Yeah. We're trying to, you know, do it till we die, I guess.
That's dope, bro.
I just keep hearing bag. I keep hearing.
Yeah.
All I keep hearing is bag.
Bag is different.
Yeah, it's R&B money. Radio and broadcast.
But you're just not, not on the show. Yeah. You're not just on the show.
I'm a producer.
You're a producer on the show.
Yeah, man, I don't be trying to swag too much on niggas, but yeah, I'm a producer
this
on the show.
Place for that.
Yeah, it is. I've been a producer
since
season two.
Pearls.
Come on,
man. I ain't trying to, nigga, you got on pearls that are sparkly pearls. Just
no,
like
no,
no,
they have diamonds drilled inside of them. Niggas ain't really never seen diamonds inside pearls like that, so if we gonna stunt, we gonna stunt.
Yeah.
I designed it myself, me and Greg Unit, this is crazy. But, yeah, like you said, though, yeah, it's a lot of episodes, and we ain't trying to stop, man.
Yeah, diamonds and pearls.
Diamonds and pearls. Did it for Prince.
You know what? I don't have no drink, but... Nigga,
yeah, just a little... I'm going to drink, mine for you.
Turn up, nigga.
Mm. But here we are, man. I'm dropping my R&B album soon. Made that up right now.
I'm about to say,
I'm a horrible singer,
but you've done more in R&B, though. You've done work in R&B.
I've done work in R&B.
As you've had the R&B producers, I ended up working with C4.
You did.
Who did did some record. What record?
Next Breath.
Next Breath.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
my
for
single.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Sammy was on that.
I've worked with C4, obviously, and with you. I've worked with Trey Songz. I've worked with a lot of R&B people in the past, for sure. EP, Creed 2 soundtrack.
Nice.
That was something I put together. Yeah. That was the last I had really dove into music before I just dove again. But music is something that, like, I fucking love, man. It's like the reason I moved out here. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So it was not one to revisit. Didn't know how.
Mm-hmm.
But just being around. And R&B, for me, I come from a place where R&B is cherished.
Absolutely.
Chicago is super.
Well, absolutely. Most people don't know this. I know this.
Yeah.
Your mother's a preacher.
She is a preacher.
So that's R&B as it get.
Yeah, for sure.
It starts there.
She hit the pocket for sure.
It starts there. So I mean, you know, growing up in that type of household, it's kind of you gonna get back to that at some point.
For sure. I mean, when you think about vocalists, when you think about R&B, like I think about it starts in the church. I think about some of the best vocalists in the world and people that I really think are the cream of the crop come from the church. So for me, yeah, coming from that, I think you're just around real musicality. You're around real like things that you're like cool. And then also being from Chicago again, you know, it's the home of Rob. But also, you know, Twista, anybody else that comes from there, and their DNA, anything in that DNA, that music is going to be R&B. It's going to be soul. It's going to start with that.
Do you feel like, and because the church connection, I mean, I have the same church connection. How did your mother receive, like, your movements? You know what I mean, in terms of you being out here in Hollywood and the steps, and you know, because there's a lot of access, there are a lot of things that are a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, I think everybody's parents kind of act the same until you tithe off of it, until you make a little money and you tithe off the money, and they're like, oh, you make a little, you made a little money
until you tithe.
You tithe, you hit them back at 10%.
You get that donation to the church. You know what, the Lord is really using you out there. I can tell.
I can tell.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
For sure. Of course, my mom, you know, she, parents don't necessarily ever really understand. We all go through our different journeys. By the time that it is time for them to understand, the journeys have changed for each generation, you know. So, like, you know, me wanting to go after this, my mom didn't. I was on a full ride at Morgan State as well.
Oh, wow.
My school was paid for. My school was paid for, and they were just like, what do you do?
So Morgan State is like the home of the dropouts that become successful?
I mean, that's three, right? That's and then they Kevin Lyles, and then
they
you,
just,
it's me.
And they just give y'all scholarships?
I had a full ride. Dr. Carter gave me a world-renowned Dr. Carter gave me a full scholarship.
Damn, I need to go back to school.
You, man,
you can definitely get Morgan State.
I think you're all right.
They waiting on you.
I think you're all right.
I heard y'all was giving shit out around here, baby. I'm here.
I want to go back to the Creed 2 soundtrack.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a soundtrack is a real process.
Man.
Scoring a movie is a real process. Man.
It is.
People don't understand that.
Oh, my God.
That music for film?
Yeah,
there's a whole nother place than music for the regular the public and the people that just love records on the radio. Like, you're trying to figure out how to make it connect to this movie.
Yeah.
You're dealing with people who don't normally do music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These licensing people, these sync people, and, oh, well, we have this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you play it like
and
this?
It should feel like.
Blessed to work with Ludwig. So give it up for Ludwig. Ludwig is, you know, he's done Black Panther. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot of Childish Gambino stuff. He just produces for everybody. He does a lot of scoring now at this point. He's looking like one of them goats in that field. So he was doing most of the scoring. We were brought in kind of to do the soundtrack and some scoring last minute too. We didn't really have a lot of time. So I just thought it was best. It was me and fam who were working on the project. I thought it was best to like bring in someone who could bring us all of those names. And the same way that I kind of work my relationships and work different things, I was like, we don't have time. Let's bring in somebody that has an umbrella of network that can bring in different things. So I had tapped into Mike Will, who, you know, DJ is the homie, tapped into Mike Will and doing the project. Mike Will got to actually produce the full Creed 2 soundtrack. And we had everybody from Kendrick to Nicki Minaj to any name you can name was on the Pharrell was on the project. So it was something I definitely was proud of for the time period that we had as well to get it done.
That's dope.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, we weren't on there.
We didn't get a call.
He said it and then he was done.
Yeah,
that's not even how it probably works.
We y'all was busy.
I know Mike
Will. First of all,
your little dog tried to attack me or something. I ain't
that probably
shit. You know what I'm saying? Nucky, that's the little nigga name, right?
That's Nucky. That's the nigga's name.
Nigga tried to tell
me. He didn't get me there.
He's telling me about the whole soundtrack. I'm like, man, this is so cool. Wow, this is amazing. We're going to be on it. We're not on it.
But I mean,
it's Hollywood though, right?
It's so many more days for us to work and so many things for us to do.
We still alive.
Y'all don't hit me for nothing. You know, I got bagged for tickets to Tank Show. I would be with Tank on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
We gonna go there.
We gonna go there. Hold on, we gonna go there.
I'm just saying.
Wait, because the Brent family?
My sister.
Listen.
It's gonna happen. It's all rear handed.
You know, I love your sister.
I already know what's going on.
She hit me like, family.
Meet him.
I'm here.
Look, if she kick it off like that, just know. Whenever she called me and say, brother, I say, how much you need.
I love your sister, bro. Your mom, your pops, your brothers, bro. Like, I'm fully locked in. So whatever they need, when we in Chicago, we always take
it. Now, y'all be showing hella love.
Absolutely.
And my sister is the biggest fan. It's scary how much she loves you. So, yeah.
Huh? I'm lovable.
You are lovable.
Not to niggas' sisters, though, bro. They get this trigger.
No, and my sister's a thug, nigga.
It's tricky.
She a thug, nigga, and she be like, I love Tank. I'm like, I never seen you so
you
so soft.
On phone I love Tank on phone.
Have you seen my earlier photographs with the bandanas and all that?
I've seen you, bro. I follow your career. I'm a big fan, first of all.
I'm
a big fan.
To the, you know what I'm saying? To the goons, to the church people. Like, I'm all of those things in one.
Okay.
So whatever since you that's the segue for it though.
What?
What you fuck with in this R&B space? Cause Tank, come on, man, you got your segment. Well, you know, you asked him real R&B questions.
He's been around a lot of great R&B.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of great R&B.
Yeah.
We've all been in them rooms together.
Yeah, for sure.
So
very cool room.
You have opinions. You have thoughts.
I do.
Yeah.
You have musicality running through your veins.
Yeah. A little.
You eat.
You eat at the
private like back kitchen at Delilah, right? Like, you don't eat with the people.
No,
right?
You don't eat the people.
What are we talking?
That's very R&B.
There's a private room.
Here
we go.
There's a private room.
Here we go. Club talk. Go ahead.
That room's not public to everybody.
Oh,
I'm joking. You see how I brought it back in?
Boy,
drilled in diamonds.
drilled in diamonds to the pearls.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if y'all heard.
I don't even know if Prince had that.
The diamonds are drilled in.
These black pearls too in the back.
Black pearls
the ombre, you know.
Oh, it goes.
You got to coordinate. Okay. Yeah. Top five R&B artists.
And this is from us.
I can ask that.
What? Okay. Is there an era?
No,
okay.
It's you.
Okay. Yo, cool. I just want to ask a couple questions before I answer this shit. Do you mean is this just from like vocally, or are you saying this is from numbers?
This is if you were putting, if you were grabbing some CD. Let's say if you were a CD store.
CD store.
You was at Amoeba.
Okay.
If you were at Tower Records.
George's Music Room.
You're at Tower Records. And you're about to grab your top five R&B CDs. Who you grabbing?
At George Daniels' spot.
Yeah, I know.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't stand by Kells at all, but R. Kelly is one of the top R&B niggas of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Chicago, so I gotta say that.
He's the guy.
All the rape stuff is not my thing, but the R&B, amazing.
There it is.
I'm trying to think of who. Oof. Top. Teddy. Can we go with Teddy P? Yeah.
If you want to.
This is your list.
Sure.
If you want to. I know it's so much pressure. This is breaking me already. R&B way too much to even answer.
And you have to do it.
Your five.
Yeah,
your five,
but like.
Brother.
Yeah, okay.
I could have did you a Rushmore and only gave you four. I can you five. Have.
Okay, so he's got Teddy, then we got Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm getting sexist. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Cause, you know,
like,
that's okay.
Because
you know,
Whitney is Whitney.
You can go Whitney too.
Like, why would I even play
that's,
that game
that's
with
four. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so many people. I don't like this list. I made the list and I'm like... it's a good list, but I don't respect it.
You did.
It's too many people.
I respect the list.
I think there are so many people.
Pick one. You got one last place. Is it for Usher?
Is it Usher?
I'll throw Usher on the list. Why
no,
not?
No, not throw. Is it for Usher?
The list is forever moving. It's forever evolving.
It's interchangeable.
Yeah, it is. It's so many people I really like.
Cube of
in
greatness.
The moment
this is
in this,
very political.
This, right? Yeah. I am.
This is not a
I keep my job.
Podcast.
Your
show is called Ridiculous.
It's called Ridiculousness.
Yeah. Nigga, give us something ridiculous.
All right, I'm trying to. Okay, I would normally go Usher. I'm trying to think. Is that really? You know who I used to really fuck with, like all the way before he became a target artist, was John Legend. I used to really love John Legend.
He became a what?
A Target artist. That's when your album at the front of Target, when you're checking out, and your album.
Is that called pop?
No, it's just like saying like I'm making music for
the masses.
I'm not saying the back. Yeah. The back got bigger for sure.
No.
Oh, I'm not. Don't get it confused.
No, this is my. Listen, I've never heard that term.
A Target artist?
Nah, I've never heard of
it. I made it up.
All of my albums.
I also made it up. But it's one of
If my album comes out in Target,
at the front.
The place,
at the
I'm
front.
I'm at the front.
Was you at the front?
At the checkout?
Yeah.
At the checkout?
At the front.
At the checkout.
At the front with a thing, with a whole
the
little
checkout.
Setup.
I can run through checkout names.
Placement.
I'm being respectful, candy, but it's bro. Kenny G. It's John Legend. It's Jennifer Hudson. Don't make me name the checkout artist, Tank. I love you, but you're not a checkout artist. They said check this out, but the checkout artist is the niggas that you like.
They're more safe.
Well, I'm gonna write a Christmas album here in July. This
they
is
more,
the checkout artist.
It's more
that's
safe.
The checkout. Yeah, it's not a gun, nigga. You know
I'm not
me.
Safe.
Yeah,
I'm not safe enough to be by checkout.
You ain't safe. Yeah,
safe.
Why can't I?
You're not
you don't
want
to be safe.
I've been at the front of Target before, like three times.
The checkout though, the checkout is different.
Whatever. All right. Yeah. Top five R&B songs. Or albums. You can interchange.
Songs or album. My greatest inspiration from Teddy P. Let's go back there.
What song?
My or greatest album. Inspiration. Oh, inspiration. The That's the record. That's the one record. Albums. Should I go Sex, Love, and Pain?
That's my shit though.
You know it's my shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want nothing. Nigga, I start singing.
I don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
You know that's my dog. It's my shit for sure.
Jay, I've been out here, man.
No, that's my album right there.
It's never at the checkout though.
It's not at the checkout.
It's called Sex, Love, and Pain.
Cause you don't have no shirts on. Niggas with no shirts on are not at the checkout, Phil. And you ain't never had an album cover with a shirt on.
He did.
I have.
It was a mistake.
It was.
It was.
I can promise that much.
And I told him it was, too. And I'm the only nigga who didn't get fired. I didn't get fired after that. Everybody else got fired that told him it was cool.
It was a mistake. Everybody got fired. It was mostly my fault, but everybody got fired. Hell no.
He was like, the nigga Jay told me. Yeah. I guess he's still rolling.
You the only one who told me the truth, Jay. You stay. Okay. Okay. That's two.
You know, I ain't got to keep in with the slammers, but TP2. These are projects for me. Like, you know, Confessions is like, as much as it's hype, it's Confessions. Like, Confessions. It's like, what are we talking about? It's
Confessions.
One of the greatest R&B albums of all time.
Period. Yeah.
Is it In My Own Words? I'm trying to think. Neo's album? The first one, what was that shit? What was it called?
Yes, it's something very similar to
In My Own Words or In My Words or something like that.
In My Own Words.
In My Own Words. It might be.
Nah, that first album was amazing too.
Yeah. Like, it's certain. I mean, those are not necessarily, you know, throughout history for me, no, but those are albums though. For me used to really be like, this album is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, this album is incredible. It make you feel something for sure. I can go back to all those albums too and still play those
That's
albums.
That's important.
It's very important. Yeah. And I think with R&B, because R&B is so timeless, with rap, you know, it kind of goes up in the air here and there sometimes. And like really going back and playing some shit. But in R&B, like, I believe you should be able, it is the core of so many other genres, that I believe you should be able to go back and still listen and be like, this shit's still here. I mean, I listen to old.
And tap into something.
Old records and you like, yo, from this still go.
It still feel good.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that too, because we want to get to something I heard earlier. R&B Voltron. If you're putting in the ultimate R&B artist together, like you on 2K building a play, mm-hmm. what pieces do you take to build one artist? Male, build a male.
But I'm not like building them like a real transformer. I'm like, this person for their hands.
No, you know.
But I mean, but
I like her fingers, nigga.
But they certain their skills. their set of skills, like a vocalist.
Yeah, I got vocal, you. Okay, but I kind of want to go
vocalist.
Who are you grabbing the vocal from? Matter of fact, I'll help you. Who are you grabbing the vocal from?
That is so like
tough.
Yeah, it is tough because there's so many different tones and different reasons you like different tones and like.
I mean, listen, you've been in that Teddy P bag like. On a few.
I fuck with Teddy. Like, that's my nigga, you know? I'm trying to think who, like... Yeah, it's different. Like, vocalists do different things that I just be like...
But if you
like,
building your...
Yeah.
Artist.
Okay. Brandy is a vocalist I really fuck with. I ain't gave Brandy a shout out yet. Let me throw Brandy in there.
There's no argument.
Let me throw Brandy on there as a vocalist. Where else we going?
Who would you performance value? Stage presence.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I mean, you CB is, I mean, I don't think necessarily that I'm making an artist that I'm like, these are going to be all the things you can check. This is a superhero I'm creating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, as long as we are all good.
Yeah, a Voltron. An intergalactic
so Chris Brown, then, Chris yeah. I mean, Brown. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, CB is
everything.
CB. Yeah.
Style.
Oh, style.
You have to market this artist.
Yeah. Cause I be keen on style too. I'm dressed bummy right now, but trust.
No, you do. Yeah.
I'm fitty normally, y'all. I'm trying to think of whose style. I'm like, yo, bro, be getting fits off.
And this can be from any era.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye then. Marvin Gaye had a slick style. Still.
And it was classic.
Yeah,
classic.
Some shit that you and it's like my type of shit where it's like he smoked the whole bunch and just put some shit together and he's just a fly nigga.
He just was a fly nigga.
Yeah, he just threw some shit on. He was like, what the fuck is that? Nigga went a fishnet hat. That is gorgeous. I didn't know I liked
that. That is gorgeous.
So Marvin Gaye style for sure. Nigga was fly. And then where else we went? You said style, we got vocalist, we got performance.
Stage.
Those three right there can, Brandy.
You can sell artists.
Brandy, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And Marvin Gaye style.
And Marvin Gaye?
Yeah,
you got some.
That's decent. You know what I'm saying?
That's more than decent.
That's Chicago. We say decent. That means amazing.
Okay, that means amazing.
That means amazing.
Okay, let me steal that there. That's decent.
That's decent right there.
Y'all got to put an inflection on any other part of the word? Okay, it's decent. What R&B song are you listening to right now?
Oh, right now in this moment. I've been fucking with, I mean, Aaron Ray, my guy, I've been fucking with the Aaron Ray Blast record. I'm forgetting names.
Fool with both of them.
Huh?
Yeah. I said I fool with both
Blast,
of them.
Dopest. I mean, I love, yeah, I love some of these dudes that be dropping shit, but these niggas is nice.
Yeah, some talented guys out here.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think that's probably, I'm trying to think, is it something I'm really like, I mean, I don't want to seem cliche, Break My Soul really makes my soul feel rich. It feels amazing. Yeah.
Do you dance?
I love to hear. I mean, dance. House started in Chicago.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. House started in Chicago.
We was waiting for it.
Yeah.
We was waiting on it.
Yeah, yeah. House started in Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Pop it.
And like, yeah, there
what's
a certain.
What's that rain dance y'all do out there?
The what?
The rain dance.
Why you hate us so much?
I don't. I love y'all.
The rain dance?
That's what it looks like when y'all get in that circle.
And what circle? When we start foot working?
Yeah, see?
When y'all get in that circle like it was a seance.
Hey. If you feel
damn
like
near, you're going to go for the damn, you foot working?
That's not juke? That's something totally different.
Nah, juking is more dancing on somebody.
Okay, so Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Now we here.
Yeah.
We here.
Yeah.
Give us the juke scene, the footwork, like, right? Because now it's like everybody who taps into Chicago that don't know, just everybody thinks it's just drill music. Right. That is
thing. I hate that right? city.
But that's, you know, for the masses.
Right now, yeah.
It's drill.
For sure.
But people that really know Chicago, it's like the taste of Chicago, the food.
Yeah.
Right? But then the dancing.
Yeah.
Right? I had to experience it myself and see it. I always make jokes about it because I can't do it. Right? Yeah. It's the funniest shit in the world to me, but I can't do the shit. Right? Break that down to us, though, because like Tank, we both thought juking and footworking pretty
was
much
always the same, yeah.
same
yeah.
thing.
No, I mean,
so it's not.
You could be like, I'm going to a juke party, but juking itself was like when a girl was dancing on you. She juking on you.
So okay.
That shit just juking. Like that party juking. Like back in the day, niggas be like, that shit juking. But that just means like a certain dance. That's a certain dance. Footworking is completely different. That's moving your feet. Then you got like bobbing. It's a whole bunch of different dances. I think also what people not realizing is that the biggest rap dance record of all times comes from Chicago. Of all time? That's a Cha-Cha Slide.
Okay.
From Casper.
Man. I did not know that was a Chicago rap.
He from Chicago. Casper's one of the original rap like innovators and stuff. Like during the African Bambaataa days, he was an early rap pioneer for Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And then he has a little movement and stuff back in the day. But his biggest record obviously is the Cha-Cha Slide. Casper's like, yeah, yeah. So like, yeah, dance itself has always been within the culture. Like you go to different cities and everybody not necessarily dancing in every city you go to, or right, different, you right. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Baltimore got some good club music, New Jersey, New York, different places you go, they might be, Oakland might be dancing, but like certain other places you go, you know, people just be chilling on the walls or be in the club scene Chicago.
It's choice cities that actually have dances.
100%.
Choice places, right? Like the Bay, like you said, we got the hyphy movement, so we do that. LA, there's just more toward the gang culture. But it's still dancing.
100%.
Right? You know what I mean? Like it's still that, and Chicago has. So is that connected to the streets like that too, or no? Is it just more so?
Nah, you could, like, it was probably, if anything, like you had your groups like House Arrest. It's probably a way to stay out of the streets if I'm gonna be a buck with you. Okay. Like dance, it was just parties. Mm-hmm. Like you would go to basement parties and stuff and everybody just be dancing. Street niggas definitely dance as well. I think it's funny in certain cities you can definitely be around street niggas and they definitely dance.
The Bay for us for sure.
Yeah, also in New York. Street niggas have the best knees right now in the world. These niggas
they do dance.
Do all kinds of shit.
With the leg up
there. Yeah, I'm like, nigga, what?
What do they call that?
The niggas will shoot
you. What
do
they call that dance?
What you
about that? With the one leg dance?
Yeah.
What's the shit called?
I don't know the name of it.
It's not getting started, is it? It's getting started, I think.
It's 30?
Oh, started? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's like also like the thought of niggas doing a full choreography.
Full gangsters, though. Full gangsters,
airing that bitch out. It's like, it's beyond me.
Full gangsters.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the whole dance movement was crazy. Me and my brothers definitely footworked. We definitely juked. That was a way, that was like a mouthpiece almost. Like, you go to parties, and if you can dance, if you would do that, like, wanted that attention of, like, let me dance, that was your way of picking up chicks, for sure.
That's the, like, when you talk about dance.
I don't know what you're doing right now.
The nigga marries a dancer.
Yeah.
No.
And now in his mind.
Can he dance?
It's not.
He married the dance.
It's not in my mind. See, in eighth grade,
Okay, we going back.
Eighth grade prom.
Yeah.
I won that dance contest.
Okay, who else was going against you?
That was me.
Huh? Who was going against you?
All the kids from the hood. Everybody.
You don't remember nobody's name?
Everybody wanted songs.
If you remember nobody's name, that means nobody was a good dancer.
I only thing in my head is songs, lyrics, and melodies. That's
what
all
you
this,
dance
that's all that's left. We was dancing to everything. I was eighth grade. What was that? Was Bobby Brown doing something back then?
Okay, I see. He was really dancing.
Was it? No, I was really dancing.
He was getting nasty.
It was really Running Man. It was really Savage Passion. Right. It was really flipping. I was the first CB. You know what I'm saying? I did a somersault on beat. That was me.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't know about
in hard bottoms.
Now he's the first Chris Brown.
No. I'm just
who
saying.
Who saw that?
I'm just
this?
Saying.
Yeah,
I did
I
the
am.
Flip.
Hard bottoms.
No, no. See I did the flip on beat.
He was a
like
church
Chris
kid. He wasn't supposed to be listening to this music.
No,
flipping.
It was the school dance, so they allowed it. And then you know what I'm saying? Cut to my first single. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. You did dance in that video.
Shout out that record. What's
no,
that?
I don't.
You showed me that video one time at the gym.
No, I probably did.
You was dancing in that video.
What I'm trying to allude to is that I danced in that
you
video
did.
And I danced very well.
Now that's okay. The part I'm about to stop you right there.
What did it do
there.
For you?
Huh?
What did it do for
that's
you?
Not what we're talking about. The song.
It almost ended you, man.
Yeah, the song had a different effect, mm-hmm. But it wasn't about my dance. My dance, you know what I'm saying, was my gift, and they saw that. Cut to, you know what I'm saying, another song where I danced in You're My Star. Mm. I'm starting to see a correlation between me dancing
and, it almost
and
ended
songs
you.
Not working.
I was waiting.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Put a whole rack up for this thing. Every time you dance,
my dance.
This is my dance.
This is my dance. I can dance.
Can you dance?
Yes, I can dance.
You still like do a move each show?
Yes,
I've been I've seen one or two moves.
I can do choreography. Yeah. It just looks strange.
Buff.
It's really.
Your version of dance has just been in the mic stand. Bitch is like, I guess. That nigga showing his muscles. I don't know if this proved, but nigga strong as hell.
Did you say, I guess? If that's what he on.
Man.
I can dance. I can do choreography.
Nah.
People can
do stuff. That don't mean they should do it.
No. And
you know? It's like everybody like
for my last like, tour. I think I should dance a little bit.
People have a voice, but like that don't mean you should like always use it. You know what I'm saying? Like you could probably dance. I just don't know if people necessarily want to see it. You know?
You have a record that I just heard.
Yeah. Okay. Now you're gonna diss me. All right, you have a record.
No. Let's get into it. No, I'm not.
Let's get into it.
No,
I'm getting warmed up.
No, I'm not.
Let's get into it. Fuck it.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that the record I heard, as you said, you should be able to go back to R&B moments and they should be able to, stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that Avant record that you sampled is absolutely, you know what I'm saying?
Renee and Angela.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Avant and Kiki.
Yeah, yeah, for
and
sure.
Now you sampled it, and it should sound dope.
Yeah.
It sounds really dope.
I was listening to some shit today, like from a different artist, and it was a cool, like a dope little R&B sample. And I was like, damn, I think you use that, that's super dope. And I was just like, yo, just timeless R&B. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I think we did our job on that record on My Love with me and Buddy and Aaron Ray. Shout out to them. But in the same breath, I'm like,
very cool video.
That
too.
Record.
Very
thank
cool
you.
Very cool. Yeah.
Thank you. That record, though, I'm still like, that's just R&B. Classic. There's certain finest. Things to yeah. yeah, you like even you know, you don't always as a kid, you would hear a hit record sometimes and you'd be like really good and wouldn't know there was a sample in it or that there was yeah. a familiarity
right. like
that right. your parents took and was like, that's what
that
I know that record from this
yeah.
this
yeah.
because timeless and classic music just don't fucking go nowhere.
Right.
So like when I heard that beat, I was just like, what? This is a no-brainer for me. Rob Holiday did.
Rob Holiday.
Shout out to Rob Holiday.
Yeah, shout out to Rob Holiday. Yeah. Super, super talented.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
That is fire. I saw you look at your cup. Do you need?
No, we can. It's a little bit in there.
Okay.
Yeah. But I will. Yeah, that record.
So for you, the music side, right? The artist side. Is that just purely a passion thing for you? Were you just like, you know what? I got these thoughts. I want to do something. Or is it? Are you from your from your point of view, are you looking at it like, I'm trying to compete. I'm about to go all out. I'm about to be doing radio at 6 a.m. I'm about to be flying to cities I didn't even know existed in the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is it just like, you know what? Nah, I just feel good about some music. I want to put it out. I want to just vibe.
I think there's a balance. I think of like, honestly, it's the first one. It's me really want to put music out and want to create, for myself, but for creatives in the sense of like, you know, people project on you so much and tell you what you can and can't do or what, why it makes sense for you or what you can't do that because that's gonna disturb this or do this. I've wanted to put out music again, whether it be me behind the scenes, in front of whatever it was, I wanted to dibble and dabble and have my hands in music. So when I like went about this project, it was really just me doing it because my therapist told me to, like, hey, yo, just do some stuff to help you release something that you never completed before.
Yeah.
I was like,
black man in therapy.
Yeah,
love
for
it.
Sure. I love therapy.
Love it.
It's amazing.
Shout out to getting in touch with your feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
And your inner thoughts.
I'm weak
thoughts.
As hell.
You weak as hell?
I'm weak as hell, but I'm getting stronger. Each week I'm getting stronger.
But as black men, you just touched on something that we kind of go around in our culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? As far as, you know, going to therapy, finding outlets, to mm-hmm. get these things off our mind.
Yeah.
You know, someone telling you, you should try this.
Yeah. Addressing the traumas, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we come from brokenness. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That's the origin of us even being here in the first place.
100%.
And so unconsciously, you know what I mean? Things have been passed down, you know, from whether it be traits or just practices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That just plague us just because.
Yeah, I have an argument that the latter might be a little hard to argue, but I argue that any black person here in America is due for therapy just from living here in America.
Mm.
And then on top of that, I would even argue, as much as this sounds like my Christian side and being forgiving at all times, that every white person should be in therapy as well for them living here in America. Like, we've went through so many things here that are not even within your household, not even within, just, you know, just from surviving here, that, you know, you need to talk through or understand or be able to break down and be like, well, why is this thing making me feel this way? Or look at this thing this way. So I try to definitely go to therapy. It's made me nothing but a better person. For sure, for sure.
I'm gonna hang out with you more now.
Yeah. Well, now you know I'm in therapy.
No, you said you're a better person.
I do think I'm a better person. I try to be shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the years that I've known you, feel like you are a better person.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. I try to make sure that, like, I'm really leaving something behind, you know, if nothing else, you know what I'm saying?
This is a new state.
No, it's a bug,
you
though.
Got, you
know,
some zen on you.
You got some zen on you.
It's weed, it's a sativa.
I mean, it's that too. So, all niggas that smoke weed ain't zen.
Hybrid.
Yeah, yeah. Some niggas still be tweaking.
Nah, some niggas definitely be tweaking, you know what I'm saying? Depends on what they smoking for sure. Yeah. But nah, yeah, I be trying to, like, really look at life that way and be like, what am I leaving behind? What legacy? So even when thinking about that from the music standpoint, it's not even that I was like, this is a part of my legacy, but I'd be damned if I live a life where I didn't do things I wanted to do just because of society,
somebody else told me
that I shouldn't do it. Look, I could have easily dropped the music project and everybody said, please fucking never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, nobody said that. I've gotten nothing but good responses, positive feedback. And then on top of that, I did it for me. So I, you know, success, you know, whenever I dive into any project, I ask myself what success looks like on the other end. What am I doing this for? So for me, I'd already achieved success by just getting my thoughts out and just doing this shit. Cause it was scary as hell being like, hey man, you do this completely different thing. You do television, or you've done this thing over here. Now people that, you know, most of my relationships I've had in music are from me being a manager, or me being this thing. Now to hit people up and be like, hey, can you send me some beats? Also,
beats for me.
For me?
For me.
Nigga, what? When I first started my project, I was lying to niggas. I was being like, yo, send me some beats. I'm working on a secret project right now. I'm working on some shit. And niggas was like, send me stuff because, you know, a relationship with me. And they're like, yo, right. CeeLo ain't never hit us up with no bull, so maybe this is going to be all right. It was for me. It was all for me.
You and, heard him?
Tricked you. It was all for me.
I tricked you.
But, you know, as the project came out and people were like, yo, honestly, it's good as that. I've enjoyed it, and I've been cooking up a little more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's still for me. I'm not expecting to be the biggest rapper or the biggest artist in the world. That's not what I'm here for. I've been blessed enough to, I guess, get these dreams out. Dreams are expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
So for me to be able to even do this is a luxury. It's a blessing by God. But for me also to get it out, it's a form of my therapy as well. For me just to continue to release and create. I'm an ADHD ass nigga. I wake up each morning and I just want to create. So this is one of the outlets I've got, and it allows me to layer myself as I dive into different things. It just allows people to keep looking at you being like, we don't know what this nigga can do.
Mm-hmm.
And they should know everything.
Right.
Right? You should be able to continue to surprise.
Yeah.
And especially if you can do the work and you do it at a high level. Right? So for shout out to the El Dorado Excursion.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
But, you know, we have this very important part of the show.
Ooh.
Very, very important part of the show.
I know he can do it.
I know. Listen, I know.
Now I'm scared.
I know he can do it.
I'm going to bet
myself something. But go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to just bet myself something.
So the part of the show is called I Ain't Saying No Names. Well, you tell us a story.
Kevin shot for this.
Yeah, he already had one ready for you, these niggas is sick.
Just double cup it or something, baby.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna double the cup right
there. Yeah, do what you do.
That's crazy,
right? But I ain't saying no names. The story can either be funny or fucked up or both.
Okay. Damn, I don't. The only I have so many stories.
I know you.
So
do.
Many.
I have so many stories.
I was with you, man.
I have so many stories, but I'm also like, what story belongs here? The one. Well, I don't even know the one.
Hey, there's a few.
The only rule. Just can't say no
names.
No names
for sure. I'm trying to think. Damn. Ooh, I'm trying to think of a good story. No bullshit. I have so many stories just over the years of just being around.
Yeah.
This should be R&B based.
No. It should be.
It should just be a story.
It's you.
You, nigga.
This story might not have hit. Fuck. If this story don't hit, I'm gonna be sad. Cause it's a story I
Listen,
got.
Listen, we know you're funny. You've been funny for a thousand
it ain't even
episodes.
About that. It's it'll go back. I can say some names if I need to. It's me. It's just me.
No, you can't say any
the story's about me.
You can't say anything.
But you can't say nobody's names.
I didn't do nothing like that,
man. You can't say no names.
I ain't breaking incriminating the rules. Myself. What's up? All right, let me think then, because if you're incriminating that story, I gotta think of a better story. Because that story I had was just about being a broke nigga. That was it. Yeah, I'm trying to think, because. The other story I'm thinking about, cases is pending. No joke. That's gonna get cut out. Y'all got me on that one. Yo, we real friends.
We are.
No, I'm trying to think of like a story that still feel light, but it's like, that's funny. This nigga's face is hilarious because he's just looking at me like, yeah, whatever you thinking, let that one out. That's the one, nigga.
That's pretty much.
Don't overthink it, nigga.
Because I got a few in my head.
I got a story. I don't know that story either. That's gonna involve some other niggas I know.
Ain't no names.
I know, but it ain't even like that. These stories, they're funny to me, but they're not necessarily like. I went to this show one time, right? My boy had hit me like, "Yo, pull up to this show. I'm having a show at this venue out here in LA." And I only be going to this venue because, like, the kind of venue it is, I'd be like, it's gonna be up in the air. What type of niggas gonna be there?
Type
of whole vibe is gonna be? Are we set up correctly? Whatever. But my boy having the show. So I'm like, nigga, I'm gonna be supportive. I'm a good friend. Here I am. So I pull up. I get there earlier than everybody else, right? Cool, whatever. They tell me that I pull up to the back. They're like, no, you can go through this way. We're gonna put you in the VIP. We're gonna set you up. So I'm feeling like cool at the time and shit. I'm popping a little bit more in my hair. So they're like, Mr. Brim, we got you. All that good shit. So we go up to the section. And I like this nigga face looking at me. This nigga's so funny to me. But this nigga get up in the section, and it's this nigga that's like waving at me a whole bunch from outside the club, though, at this like in this little door area that's in the back of the club / venue, and this nigga waving me down. I'm looking like, is this nigga waving at me? This is like weird. I don't know this nigga. So then I'm like, I'm gonna ignore it. Security comes over to me and they like, hey, this nigga back there say he know you. I'm like, who? The nigga said, the nigga back there. I say, I don't know anybody back there, fam. Like, I'm just here at the club chilling until my homies get here. I don't know that nigga at all. The security thinks it's smart to turn around right in that moment. Turn around and say, no, nigga, he say he don't know you. Not even like walking it over.
That's a very dangerous.
That's
nigga,
that's
nigga, that's I don't even know this nigga. And he didn't even walk it over and was like, hey, man, they said, they like, well, you don't know who it came from. It's me and him talking. He turns around and said, basically, this nigga right here said you ain't good, fam. And starts hitting him with this. I'm like, yo, fam, like, I say to him in that same moment, hey, nigga, I don't do that, nigga. He could be crazy or something. This nigga could be all type. Wouldn't you be doing that shit? He was like, my bad, man. I'm just letting him know. He said he knew you. No. I was like, all right, cool. We fucking fast forward. The nigga is crazy. The nigga gets in the
hole. He get in the club.
He get in the club because crazy niggas always find their way, not only in the club, but in VIP.
Right.
So this nigga gets in the club and not gets only in the club. He gets in VIP and he comes over to me and says, hey, nigga, I was the one waving to you. I said, oh, my bad, man. I don't know who you is, man. My bad, but you here now, so we good, right? In my head, all has been solved, nigga. He was like, no, nigga, you gonna know who I am, and he says his name to me. It rings a slight bell. I'm a little street nigga. But I'm also like, nigga, I'm not trying to hit none of this shit. Because I'm like, I'm not, like, for me, it's very black and white. It's like, you either pressing me or you not. So the nigga was like, yeah, nigga. It's my name. He say, ain't you the nigga from MTV? I say, yeah. See, nigga, you know my name? And then he was like, no, nigga, this is my boy step in front. He like, nigga, we ain't talking about none of that. You can move over, all this. I'm like, all right, cool. It's all dead. But one of the homies whose show I came to see is on Crazy Time. He like, no, nigga. So he sees nigga talking to me and steps up and says, hey, nigga, I'm with all that. All that shit you talk, I thought I had already de-escalated the shit. I thought the shit was solved. So over with. One nigga. I had packaged it up, put it in a suitcase, put it away. I said, oh, that was close. That nigga said, not close enough.
Not close enough.
That nigga walked over and said, hey, nigga, we with all that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
All that Crip shit, you blood shit, you talking. I'm with all that. I'm with the GDs and the Foes. I'm with the Vice Lords and the Moes.
You start naming every
game. Every game possible. I'm like, I'm kind of with him, but not anymore. Yeah. I'm not with all those gangs, this nigga name, okay? I'm like, okay. So he's like, yeah, nigga, so all that shit you with, we with all that. And I was like, okay, this nigga. So they get to going, wolfing, beefing, going back and forth. Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy. I had thought it was over with, and y'all niggas are doing too much. Then this nigga taps this nigga like, yo, they have, you know, polyed it up. I guess they got to some kind of common ground. I don't know. They was in each other's faces. Got to some kind of common ground. The nigga taps me like, hey, yo, Stilo, grab his number. He say, they trying to link for blah, blah, blah. The nigga who was just pressing me? Why would I be grabbing his number at any point? This is crazy. This is insanity. I'm working with the nigga at the time, so I get his number. I'm like, this is crazy. So the nigga like, yeah, we gonna hit y'all later. I'm like, I'm not talking. The nigga hits me a day later, hey, I'm back again. Basically, that's basically what he hit me with. He hit me a day later and said, hey, I'm back. Yeah, nigga, we need to meet up. I say, what? Nigga, I'm not meet, are you niggas? So I make a call to some niggas I know. Like, yo, nigga, y'all know this nigga. Y'all was there, you was there, nigga. You saw this nigga being weird and funny. But I saw weirdly, when this nigga saw my dog, he was doing all the woof, woof, bark, bark, but then kept bagging up whenever my one dog walked up. I be peeping rooms, nigga. Yeah. If nothing else from Chicago, yeah. I keep my head on a swivel. I watch what's going on. So I peep that this nigga is doing all this big dog shit but become a little chihuahua every time my dog step up. So I'm like, if nothing else, if push comes to shove, I'm texting my dog tomorrow. So like, what the fuck is up with this nigga? And what's going on? I hit my dog the next day. He say, don't talk to that nigga. Give me 5 minutes. That nigga never call you again. Nigga gave me 5 minutes. I ain't never heard from that nigga again. Here we are. I mean, Money Podcast.
Right now,
you know what I'm saying? Listen, a story within the industry, though. I ain't say no names.
No, this is a common story in LA of cats trying to press their way in.
Oh, for sure.
Or press their way on.
Oh, I know that energy. Stay away from it.
And every guy, this they city.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
This my city.
Yeah.
I got you. Leech on fast.
For sure.
So you gotta have a guy.
Yeah.
Or a few guys to help you nip that in the bud.
Just talk to the guy real quick. Let him know I'm not one of them niggas.
Nip that in the bud.
He did.
Way to stay alive, Stilo.
We did.
Way to stay alive.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the RV Money Podcast. Yes, I am Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this brother right here, man, with the pearls on and the diamonds drilled in. That's CeeLo Brim, man. Make sure
you're my guy, man.
Thank you guys for having me. My brothers.
R&B Money. R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media via at R&B Money Podcast or at The Real Tank or at J Valentine.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Did you catch season 3 of This Is Digital? Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including digital lessons from the EV revolution and the chief digital officer's role in disruption and culture, featuring guests like Ekta Chopra of Elf Beauty and Tyson Jomini of JD Power. Do you have a digital mindset? Find out by checking out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.